Juan Cole is a professor of modern Middle Eastern and South Asian history at the University of Michigan, and he's also the author of Sacred Space and Holy War, The Politics, Culture, and History of Shiite Islam. We asked him how Muqtada al-Sadr fits into the Iraqi Shiite leadership.
Muqtada does not have the learning and the age, the seniority of the other major clerical leaders among the Shiites. He really is hasn't quite finished his PhD, if you will. But his movement has a sectarian cast. These are people who are fanatically devoted to his father and who have invested him with authority of a more mystical and spiritual nature, so that his seniority really is not the issue.
How large is his following?
Opinion polls seem to show that about a third of the Iraqi Shiites favor an Islamic state, a theocracy, and that is what Muqtada advocates. And so I suspect about a third of the population is at least sympathetic to him. Beyond that, he has very devoted young people in the mosque, militiamen, numbering in at least the tens of thousands and possibly the hundreds of thousands.
Now, he's been relatively quiet for some months. Why has he suddenly launched this uprising?
Well, I believe that he became convinced that the Americans were coming for him. Last fall, in October, there were two incidents in which his armed followers came into conflict with U.S. troops. And at that time, serious thought was given to arresting Muqtada. This time, they closed his newspaper on March 28th. On Saturday, they issued arrest warrants for 28 of his close aides, and I believe he felt that this was a sign that they were finally coming for him, and that he launched an insurrection just to make the point that he wasn't going to go quietly.
Sadr, as you have noted, has had problems with the Shiite religious establishment led by Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who was Iraq's most senior Shiite clergyman. How has Sistani reacted to the violence of the past 2 days, and is Sistani capable of reining in Sadr and his supporters?
The Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani has condemned the coalition actions against Muqtada's followers, but he has at the same time called for peace and calm. I think it's no secret that Sistani hates al-Sadr. Sadr's followers surrounded Sistani's house in April of 2003, gave him 48 hours to get out of Najaf, threatened him bodily. Ever since, there's been very bad blood between the two. In fact, Muqtada's father spoke badly of Sistani, so there's an old rivalry here. So I think that Sistani will publicly condemn the persecution of Muqtada and his followers, but will privately be perfectly happy to see Muqtada removed.
With the arrest warrant issued for Sadr, and now that he's been branded an outlaw by the U.S., what does that mean for him and his following? Does that sort of reinforce in some way his standing?
Well, Muqtada's standing really, with regard to his own followers, was already quite high. The Sadr movement, they think the promised one is coming. They think the world is about to be turned upside down. And Muqtada talks about rejoining his disciples and then ascending with them into heaven. I think any attempt to arrest him will likely produce violence. He may well be killed in any arrest attempt. And in the aftermath, it seems to me very likely that his followers will mount a low-grade guerrilla resistance against the U.S., similar to what Sunni radicals have been doing in the Sunni heartland.
Thanks so much for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure.
Juan Cole is a professor of modern Middle Eastern and South Asian history at the University of Michigan. He's also the author of Sacred Space and Holy War, The Politics, Culture, and History of Shiite Islam.